just take a minute, okay? Look, you have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wire?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
Who's on me? Who's on me?
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Party till we cry.
You, my friend.
I have nothing left except Spider-Man.
I just want to take a piss.
Pissing! He's pissing all over us! He's pissing on you! What does it taste like? You know what? It tastes like piss to me.
Oh, what it do? Welcome back, everyone. Did you miss us? Do you see what it's like when Jim and Them's not around? Dude, do you see how empty life is?
I had people being like, please.
Oh, man, AC handing out some goddamn gift subs in the kick. Love to see it. Get it started off proper. I thought I heard a Corey Feldman fart, end quote.
As
I wasn't playing that off the soundboard. That was just coming through for the kick. Thank
you
so much.
I thought
you
did a little choosy for funsies.
No, I wish I was that talented.
You are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, speaking of talent, have you checked out that fucking patreon.com/Jim and Them lately?
Oh, my goodness, my guy.
A lot of babes.
What did I drop?
Talent.
Since we've been off, we dropped, our top 10 films of 2023. Now
Reacher
available.
Season 2.
Reacher season 2, episode 2, I believe.
Bigger and brown.
We got to get caught up because they must have had it about an hour ago. They had a big watch party for the finale. Don't watch ahead, though. You got to wait for us.
Game Time's back.
Game Time is back.
The free tier is in full effect. We've been talking about this for a little bit.
We haven't brought this up on the show, though.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a while. We mentioned when we did Christmas cards that the Patreon has a free tier. You can join it. Does that give you access to the chat room, Jim?
No, I wish it did. I was trying to figure out how to enable that, but they don't have that. Like, that's not by our choice. Okay. Like, if I could, I would.
I wasn't sure.
Patreon right now, they only do it for, like, any paid tier.
Okay. Well, we have a free tier that, obviously, Christmas card stuff is done. And so a lot of people are asking themselves, what's the point? But we've been saying for a while, we're going to take some of the older stuff, throw it in the free tier so that you can kind of dabble and see, like, hey, we've been doing this for, like, it's almost 10 years, the Patreon.
Yeah, for a while.
We've been doing it for a fucking long time. And maybe some people are like, what has been back there this whole time? They talk about it every week. What is on this thing? So we've been taking some of our older stuff, putting it up there in a tier that anyone can listen to.
Yes.
Which has also kind of been like, I guess, unearthing gems people didn't know about for people that have been on the Patreon for a while, but just haven't found it difficult to dig.
Well, it's
super
all
far
new,
back.
All re-hashtag categorized, better than ever, easier than ever to watch full movies, entire illegally movies you can download in the videos there. It's not like some riff track you got to sync up like your Pink Floyd or
commentaries.
Nothing.
That's for the paid.
That's for the paid, though. That's for paid, though.
Yeah, you're free and you're wondering what you're missing out? Fucking, I don't know, 300 hours of movies?
Yeah, if you're in the free tier and you're like, wow, I like this stuff, which, by the way, I've put up so far, I've re-listened to and been like, wow, this is really fucking good. Like,
you're about to make all the jokes you make half the time.
We put some good stuff on there. I really, really like
Left
some of
behind.
That stuff.
Banger. Just one of the movies you can see. With the other one with Nicolas Cage where he's psychic. Next.
Oh, Next was great. So yeah, if you've never checked out the Patreon before, join the free tier. check out the free stuff. There's actually like a whole collection of it, so it's very easy to find. And maybe, just maybe, you hear that stuff and go like, you know what? I got a taste, and now I don't know what life's like without it. Jump on in there at a higher tier. If you're in the free tier and you like what you hear, just fucking take the full leap.
Take the plunge.
You dipped your toes. Take a plunge.
If you're in the free tier and you like what you hear, get in, you queer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never fear.
Never fear.
Jim Nim's here.
That
now
was
we're
great.
Driving off a beer.
That was great.
Our Patreon is funny.
Yeah, we got plans, people. Get on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Make these plans happen.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Welcome back, everyone. This is a comedy show. You're listening live on the Jim and Them YouTube, listening and watching live on the Jim and Them YouTube or on Kick, of course, kick.com/Jim and Them.
Unless you're blind.
For the realest of the real.
What if you're blind?
Oh, then you're just, are you even, what if you're deaf?
You're not even, you have no idea what's going on.
What if you're deaf, dumb, and blind?
Well, then you're Chris. Yeah, got him from the grave.
Rest in peace.
That. But yeah, I mean, what else can I say? We back. See you later, everybody. Thanks.
Where were we? Where were we?
I was just in Anaheim. Where else? I'm either going to Anaheim or I'm going to Orlando.
I like that when I'm not here, I'm in Anaheim. And when Jim's not here, Orlando or Anaheim.
What's the occasion for Anaheim?
I did another Run Disney event. I did another 10K.
Okay. That's fair.
Which is so fun. I mean, I guess it slipped my mind. I meant to give more of a heads up. But, you know, life gets in the way, right, guys?
Disney 10K.
Life's what happens.
Sneak up on you.
You're making plans.
I was just going to say that.
Which one?
Life's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Start making plans.
And because I saw like one or two, like, oh, shit, hope everything's okay. And I was like, ah, shit. That's because I like didn't say until the day of. I was like, oh, yeah, no show tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I should have given more of a heads up. I should have respected the listener a bit more and gave more of a heads up, which I did not, and I apologize.
But I don't know. I feel like people don't need to think the worst.
True.
We're doing great.
Don't jinx it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Who's there?
You know what they say? If you jinx something, the only way to unjinx it is if you and your buddies all jerk off at the same time.
Okay.
Oh,
is that what that movie
Jeff, hurry, jerk off.
Is that what that docuseries was about?
Which one?
I want everyone to know that what Jeff did was he changed his voice and face 0%, but then did reach under and start pretending to jerk off.
That's not like a spirited jerk. It's to avoid a jinx. Don't jinx a jinxer. A jinx never gets jinxed again. That's what I say.
I'll think about that.
But like, I'm not going to go through the whole event, but there, it's funny to think about. Because I did one in April. Which I had more like lead up time.
That was the Orlando one, yeah?
Wait a minute. I know this is a run. Isn't this?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like some sort of
top.
Oh. Were you just running around
Anaheim?
I guess
it counts. It counts.
I wish the
Tupac Shakur.
I wish it was just a run around lovely Anaheim.
Well, no, that is a detail. Because I did the 10K. The big event was the half marathon. And the half marathon, like the 10K portion, you go through Disneyland and California Adventure. But I looked at the course. The rest of the course is just shitty Anaheim.
Oh, yeah. Like, no. You are like running city, around baby. Like the city.
So
yeah.
You get like a nice like 6 mile. Because we did like the 10K is 6.2 miles. But the half marathon is 13.1. So the other like 7 miles is just running through who God knows what.
Yeah, the sleeping bag guys out there like holding up cups of water for people.
Go ahead. It used to be reverse, and then they had people like shitting in the park, like, falling over, and like
they're
spraying shit all over Goofy.
Well, I forgot to ask you when you went. Although I guess you parked in the parking garage, right? So you didn't get to see the sleeping guy on the corner.
No, I never do the parking garage. I do the parking lot.
But you don't walk across harbor, though. You don't
shuttle.
No, but the shuttle, you see where that guy is.
Because the guy was back. The guy that I think we talked about this on the show. The guy with the dog that had just this is the same exact thing was going on where they had the guy was sleeping with his dog earlier in the night at like 6 p.m. He tries to go to bed.
Uh-huh.
But then at like 9 or 10 p.m. when the park's closing, there's a DJ with a huge speaker right by the homeless guy's head. But now he's just sitting up, and it's freezing cold out. And he's just sitting
some up. Some guy's trying to sell you juice covered in bees.
And he's just sitting up, but because he's got the big speaker next to his head. But he's still got his pup.
His hair is just like blowing from each bass drop.
Like Marty McFly getting blown into a wall.
Yeah.
But there wasn't as much lead time for this because it's like it sold out immediately, but then Stella was diligent and was able to like snag tickets.
Which is crazy.
About that, like a month before.
Because
they randomly open up.
It's so hard to get into those.
But it's just so funny. Like the main thing, it's like I was excited for the event, but then it's like when I'm waking up at 3:30 in the morning on Saturday, my first thought is like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm getting up to go somewhere at 4 a.m.
That fog.
Yeah, yeah. And the first thought is like, why was I looking forward to this? What am I doing? Why
what did
am
you
I doing
wear?
This?
Because I would imagine that the weather was not as temperate as it was for Orlando.
Actually, I came in handy. Jeff's track jacket he gave me. I wore that.
A nice warm fleece?
I had a Nike, like, performance long sleeve,
yeah,
and then
like
I had
fit.
the track jacket, and then shorts. Even though it was cold, I was like, oh, I gotta go with the shorts.
Because I was thinking, because I have the Disney Princess 10K in like a month.
Oh yeah,
and I was
nice.
Like, I might just have to do the tracksuit. Like
I
don't know what the alternative is. I was just trying to think. I'm like, yeah, I think it might be tracksuit time.
In February in Northern California, I don't know that'll be that bad. I don't know. It was freezing last week?
It was cold.
But that's 3 a.m.
Compared to here?
I don't know what it was. No, I think it was compared to here, actually.
Okay. We're fucked, though. We were so cold.
I think it was like
40s.
I think it was
we've been
like
in the
low.
20s at for lows.
How, are you sure about this?
Yeah, positive.
I screenshotted it and texted it to people. I'll find it.
I remember 40s, but maybe a
no, we were in the 30s and 20s.
But yeah, I mean, we were probably in the high 30s. It was pretty cold. Yeah. Like you only mainly noticed
look how quickly
it.
I found it because I'm not fucking around.
Where is it?
The lows are.
I've seen 38.
30s and 20s.
Oh, the lows. Okay. I see one. Yeah, I see okay. That's high. Oh, no, there's another one.
Yeah. And this is just the one. This is the first one I found. But yeah, 30s and 20s, baby.
But I think it was, you know what? It was 10s.
Oh, was it?
It was 10s.
What are the odds?
Yeah, because and it's mostly just cold because you have to like hang out for the first hour,
yeah,
and wait to get through security. Like it's kind of a weird shit show in comparison to Orlando, but obviously because they you're going in the bubble, like you're not in the city. Plus Orlando, they have those dope ass security you just walk through,
yeah.
But apparently in Anaheim, they have like a union that won't let them get that because
they'll
just fire all those motherfuckers that stand around all day.
You know that convention I do?
Yeah.
We can't fucking do it either, and it's so
same,
annoying.
Same
dude,
thing.
The one thing we can't fix is the line getting into our place. Because either we get rid of security completely, someone gets stabbed or shot,
yeah,
and it's fucking on
that.
Us. You can't do that. Or we say...
Allahu Akbar!
Or we have
the fucking Pokemon desk.
We have the Disneyland-style walkthrough. If you go off, they wand you. But then we're like, well, how many of those do you have? They're like, we have access to 8. I was like, you have access to 8. So the most we could possibly get, unless we like bought our own, is fucking 8. So we're like, at the very least, we can have 8 people walking in at a time. And it's like, what the fuck? There's like no easy way to do that. And so like those, like, but it's all because they won't like the union people are like, no, you can't do that. You can't get rid of like, that's a bunch of security people's jobs. And, like, I get it.
I get it. Yeah,
I understand
don't
that.
Jobs
that's a good
away.
Reason. But it is like a.
But also, they
so
could have
much
more.
Easier.
They could have more detectors.
Well,
BlizzCon,
detectors. BlizzCon this year did the just walk through Orlando at like Disney Springs style. That's fucking awesome. I love that.
Yeah, those are dope. But it was fun. It's like before the park opens, so you're just running through. But you're running through. I mean, it's not an empty park, obviously, because you're in a fucking big crowd of people running. But they have like it's still dark out because it's so early, but the rides are on and shit. So everything's still lit up. So it's cool. And so, yeah, like security's kind of a shit show. And also like in Orlando, they stagger it better where you're not in a big group here. They're just like, I mean, they stagger it a little. They have different corrals. Like obviously the people that are like serious runners are in the A group. They start, and then like we're in the back, like where we're like, you know,
the
run jogging, the fast walking and to run to fast walk. But they still like, we're in this huge group and you can't even really run at first. This lady like fell on the street like within the first it was within the first quarter mile because it was like a pit though, it was like a mosh pit.
Hold on,
because I just saw a bunch of people like scoop her up, but it was funny because they scooped her up to her feet and then they just took off. Like they weren't like, are you okay or anything? They just picked her up and they were just like on to the next. Like, you're just fucking up my time.
Bunch of shaved heads holding up shoes and hats.
I got a phone call I had to hang up. I got a text from Buffalo Bill. He said, what's your great big fat lady?
No, she wasn't.
What did she do? She just twisted her ankle.
I have no idea because she was only she was a few people up ahead of me. But as I was coming up, I was like, what the fuck? And I just saw out of the crowd a bunch of hands pick the lady up off of the ground.
I do have a real question. Do they put anything over the tracks on Main Street?
No, that was a pain in the ass.
Because it seems like people roll ankles all the time just walking down that thing.
I'm surprised they don't even
just put like a carpet over it because that's all you really need. Just enough to make sure your foot doesn't
would
roll
slip
inside.
On the carpet.
Well, initially they have Harbor closed up because you start going down there and you go around the park first and come in the back of California Adventure.
I saw some pictures, so I kind of have a decent mental.
But even on the streets, they still have those, you know, like how Vegas, instead of just painted, they have the little balls.
Mm-hmm.
Like even those, when you're in a big group, you can't always like run around those. Sure. So you have to kind of keep, maybe she tripped on one of those or something. Huh. I don't know.
I say they should have those hose guns they have at like raft rides, just spraying you guys as you run through. It's 8 degrees.
That'd be
like,
dope.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I forget what point there was a point when Drops of Jupiter hit in the old playlist, and that was great.
Yeah,
what was the metal theme?
Daisy and Donald. Fuck, I should have had it. I think it's down in my luggage, though.
I think you meant, like, was it thrash? Was it speed metal? You're like, oh, Donald.
D-metal.
Daisy and Donald.
Donald metal?
But,
fucking love it.
But, yeah, that's where I was at. But also,
blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rellos.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude.
Was that on your playlist?
There's nothing that makes me more furious than the idea that no one honors Bupac harder than we do. Yeah.
There's
no
one.
D-Infamous or whatever.
Not even his fucking so-called friends.
Yeah, Instacart. I can't remember his name.
Cody
Mr. Credible. Oh, that's it.
Cody Fendon.
It's not Instacart.
Cody Fendon doesn't even remember Bupac. We're over here fucking like new jingle every week about Bupac.
Blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rellos. Shakur.
Do you even explain that to him when you send it to him, or you just
just said, hey, can you do a jingle that says blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking highest kites using Rellos?
And he replies, wait a second. If I take the first letter of all those words, it says Bupac Shakur.
Well, then I do dash Bupac Shakur. But like that's why he initially just sent me this.
Bupac Shakur.
Because I don't know, he just was like, do I have to say all that other stuff? And I was like, well, can you say the other stuff?
I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, but he doesn't even ask a question. He's like, yeah, all right, I'll get to it.
Oh,
I'll
will
get
your fans
one.
Like it? No, just us three.
Yeah, just like for the fantasy football league.
Yeah, we're just really into it.
Blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rellos. Bupac Shakur.
So good.
You know, AC in the chat, maybe we should try to get Cody Fendon on the show and just talk to him about Bupac.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I want to know more about the man I love.
Imagine we just started talking about Bupac a lot to him.
I want to know more about this guy I consider a hero of mine.
I don't think we would have to worry about him looking into anything we've ever said about it. But
what do you think Cody Fendon would think when we just...
Blowing a piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rellos.
Tony, welcome to the show.
Wasn't that just from a random picture on his Facebook? What if he's like, what the fuck is that?
That's what poop pie stands for.
Like, to us, it's important, but what if he doesn't even remember?
You said he just made it up for one picture?
But I think co-defendant's the one that shared that picture when we found it.
But maybe we're like, but maybe it's not as important. You know how people on that listen to our show?
Yeah, he did it and forgot about it.
They bring up stuff all the time. We're like, I don't remember that at all. And we can't even remember part one at the end of part two. He's all like, blowing ounces is a piff.
And he's trying to, he's trying to answer a question. We're like, no, Cody, wait 1 second. 20!
Oh, yeah.
Wait 1 second,
this
Cody.
Is the year 20 Boopak.
Boopak is skiz nasty.
Boopak is skiz nasty.
Like Boopak is skiz nasty.
Boopak is skiz nasty.
Boopak is skiz nasty.
Is it true?
Boopak is skiz nasty.
Ah, Boopak, get to the chopper. We will take this year to remember Boopak Shakur, a great man who is always blowing ounced of piff and constantly smoking highest kites using Rellos. He will be back.
Boopak Shakur.
My back shots sound like bongos.
Blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking highest kites using Rellos. Boopak Shakur.
What an impenetrable show we've created. We are inside at this point. We have created inside jokes and we have then created multiple jingles for about people we know nothing about.
No. It's not just one thing from one episode.
You mean no one else saw the national news story about Boopak Shakur, the guy who entraps pedos on his social media and was stabbed in a bar?
Yeah, I think it was a Waffle House.
Who was stabbed to death in a bar?
We're the only ones keeping his memory alive.
Exactly.
Codefendant doesn't even remember his
name.
No
one cares about him except us.
What?
He had an NPR article about him. Police investigate the shooting. Oh, he's shot. Okay.
I didn't even know what he looked like. I'm seeing him for the first time.
He's in that picture. We got him.
You didn't see him in the black and white picture?
I listened to the show. I wasn't there that week.
That's right.
I had no idea what Boopak looked
like. You thought he was a white guy?
No, but I just had never seen him.
Codefendant's a white guy.
It just now occurred to me that I am seeing Boopak for the first time, and I can never do that again. This is the first and only.
Police investigate.
They're throwing angels in the chat. They're throwing up their prayers.
Oh, of course.
R.I.P.
The shooting death of man who often Rest confronted alleged pedophiles.
Rest in piff.
What's great?
Rest in ounces of piff.
I don't remember. Did we ever say that?
I don't think we did. I love that the headline's like the death of the man who often confronted alleged pedophiles. Then the first line of the article is a man who claimed to expose alleged child predators online across his social media accounts was shot and killed last week.
Alleged, according.
Yeah. Oh, Robert Wayne Lee. That's his real name. Ah, Boopak to me.
I will never, ever remember that other name.
Would pose online as a 15-year-old girl to lure and expose alleged predators into meetings. The Oakland County, Michigan Sheriff's Office said in a news release. Lee was in a restaurant in the area of Pontiac, Michigan, 30 miles outside of Detroit, when he was shot and killed by a person during an argument. The following day, investigators told reporters Lee confronted two males sitting at a table and accused one of them of being a pedophile before punching him. Oakland County.
Yeah, this is a great pedophile hunter. You just say, hey, you're a pedo.
Hey,
punches
pedo.
You.
I like that the Boopak story isn't even that old, but we're like, let's fucking do it again.
Wait, no, it's old. At this point, it's old hat.
But I'm saying
September
when it was
29th.
On, when it was on our show, it wasn't even that long ago.
Like the week it happened. It was like, yeah, it was 3 months ago.
Yeah, this is a quick refresher in case people missed the boot.
You
the
said
initial...
it was impenetrable. Now you finally see him with your own eyes.
We're just catching everyone
it.
Up.
I love
well, this
it.
Is why I thought he was stabbed because, yeah, the sheriff said one suspect pulled a knife, the other pulled a gun. Shooting Lee multiple times.
This guy gained another kite that day. Mm-hmm.
But then, because I remember this too. Then they updated their statement, and when we originally responded, the community inferred he could have been there for the reason to confront a pedophile. As we got deeper in the investigation, we've yet to find any corroborative information on the point. So far, there's no evidence that the confrontation was a planned meeting or that it was part of any sting operation.
They stepped on his shoe.
The two people who were allegedly involved in the shooting were a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old. He got shot by a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah, you were trying to meet up with a 16-year-old. Yeah. Do you know any 16-year-olds?
Pow.
Oh, yeah, is this what we found before? Because, yeah, this was the this is where we got the blowing there ounces of piff from.
Oh, that's actually him?
Yeah, that's
then
actually
I have
him.
Seen him. Okay.
What, you thought it was some other guy?
I thought that was the I Can't Breathe guy.
Whoa. Oh, okay. No, I
Michael
see
Brown? That's
yeah,
the I
Michael
Can't
Brown.
Breathe guy. You're thinking of George Floyd?
George
you
Floyd.
Thought George Floyd was Michael Brown was Bupac?
I thought George Floyd said I Can't Breathe.
We're going to get kicked off YouTube.
No, George Floyd said, I can't breathe.
He didn't say anything.
He said, I can't breathe.
He did say it as well, but the I Can't Breathe slogan was for the other guy.
I've always attributed it to George Floyd / Bupac.
Yeah. I Can't Breathe is what Bupac said.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, who was the guy selling Lucy's?
Yeah, that's Michael Brown.
Was that Michael Brown? Yeah. Who was the guy, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, then?
I think that was a protest guy. I think that was a protest.
No, there
guy,
was Hands Up, Don't Shoot. He was shot in Ferguson.
Oh, that was co-defendant.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Okay. I don't know. Who cares?
I love that this hero was also constantly high as guys. smoking high as guys using Rellos.
Bupac Shakur. That picture's from 10 years ago.
What came first, Bupac or blowing ounces of piff?
Bupac for sure. They just because it's just a like sounds like Tupac.
Literally, you think it's just that simple? Yes. It's like instead of saying two, you say boo.
Wait, no. Michael Brown was Hands Up, Don't Shoot.
Oh, really? So you were right.
So George
but
Floyd was
breathe.
I Can't
No, but
breathe.
It was something before
no, it
George
wasn't,
Floyd.
It wasn't George Floyd. I can't it breathe. Was who was it?
I could have sworn.
Well, I think he said, "I can't breathe." George Floyd said that.
Sure,
but that's the move.
That's
now.
Just
the
thing you say when you can't breathe. So it's not like original.
Well, and it's just the move if you're getting arrested. You'll see like ladies being taken by their arms, like "Help, help!
I can't breathe."
Oh, Eric Garner. Thank you, Stacks.
Oh yes, you're right.
Thank you, Zax. There's so many.
Yeah, you're right.
Man, are people putting spam on Bupac Shakur's page on Facebook?
Instant loans?
You know, we should link.
What, our show?
Yeah, jingle. Live right now.
Yeah. Just the jingle.
Finish the word, nothing nasty, and earn some money. Hell yeah. This is when you die, this is what happened. He's a fucking hero and a legend.
Here's co-defendant. Yeah, see, co-defendant's profile picture says Bupac forever. He'd be perfect on our show.
You know what? I should change my blue sky photo to Bupac forever.
Let's just see what Cody's been up to 44 minutes ago. What did it take to be a man by Devil Driver? He's listening to Devil Driver?
I don't even know. What is Devil Driver?
Just like Lamb of God type.
Yeah.
This seems like a picture Jeff would send us. It's a frog marching and it says strawberry jams, but my Glock don't.
I still feel like that's a little beneath me.
I didn't realize he's holding a little old-timey gun.
Yeah.
I feel like this is textbook Jeff.
No, this is beneath me.
I don't know.
It makes a little too much sense. It's not racist.
All right, fair enough.
I think this would be something where we'd be like, oh, hey, what time are we meeting at? And then Jeff would say, sure.
Strawberry jams. Yeah, right. You'd be like,
strawberry jams.
No, it's always like, did you hear about how Echo ended? And then it's fucking racist memes. You know?
I didn't know you went racist, Jeff.
But me and Jim only send racist memes.
I don't
want to be the only one in here sending racist memes.
I'm going to have to go back and check.
This girl on my timeline so damn fine, but I just know the pussy gonna be trash.
What?
Jim,
she's on the timeline?
Did you see the meme my neighbor sent me after helping him find his phone?
I did. What was it about? Shit. Like, oh, why'd you take your cat to work? Because my dad's said he's gonna eat that pussy or something like that. Yeah. Who is this neighbor?
He's just this older man. He's lived there for a long time, and he knocked on my door today, and he was like, "Hey, I was hoping maybe you could do me a favor. I know I left my phone somewhere, but I can't find it. And since I can't find it, I can't ask someone to call me. Could you please like call me so I can you can help me find it?" So he had my number 4 times calling him while we checked his different rooms in his house and his car. And that then like 10 minutes after I helped him, I'm sitting in my room working and I just get that text. And I was like, Jesus Christ, I got to show the boys.
Well, it's not going to let me message him. Do I have to add him? Oh, it's because I'm under the.
Oh. Yeah, add the real Cody Fennett. That's so funny that he uses Facebook like Twitter. Like those posts were like 44 minutes, 5 minutes ago, 5 hours ago.
Oh yeah, he does use it on Twitter.
But he does the other. It's like a colored background and just the text.
You should just say, "Hey, want to hear something cool?"
Well, I was just gonna ask him if he could talk about Bupac Shakur.
Just give him the show number. Yeah, I'd be like, "Hey." Would you mind saying a couple words about our hero, Bupak?
It's going to be weird.
All caps. Smart.
And he's online for sure because he just posted something 3 minutes ago.
Oh, that's true.
And you're just some guy.
It might just go to that spam, though, where if you don't check that you have a note, unless he's just on his computer.
Or it's still connected to his Twitter, maybe.
I feel like he's very active on his Facebook. Even as we've seen like 5 messages on here that are from like the last five hours.
Yeah, he is so, just like
he's probably like bothering women in the messages for sure. He's definitely bothering women on his timeline. It's one of the scroll down a little bit. One of the funniest thing here. One of his friends, just a white girl named Cat Williams.
She's got a snake though, bro.
It's like, oh, Cat Williams. I don't even know what to say to him if he calls in.
Is this from the TED TV show? Everyone on social media is sharing the TED TV show clips. People are loving it.
There's a TED TV show?
It's a prequel show where it's Ted when Mark Wahlberg. It's on maybe Paramount or something.
What the fuck? They can get Wahlberg, huh?
Does no one give a shit about the movie? I mean, I feel like the movies came and went.
I mean, they were popular at the time, but that's like it seems forever ago now.
I never saw them.
One kind of funny joke that I saw on a clip where it was like, because it's the kid. Well, you guys didn't watch Parenthood, so it's the kid from Parenthood, but he's supposed to be young Mark Wahlberg, and of course they have like the bad Boston accents. And right. Ted's like they're at his high school, and it's all white kids, and he's like, he says something about like, oh, isn't it like weird that you just go to school with all white kids or something? And he's like, oh, we had an Indian kid 1 year, but they got him. And then Ted's like, they got him? He's like, yeah, they got him.
That's all right. That's not a bad joke.
I mean, Ted was funny. I remember Ted being funny. I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, really. I don't remember Ted 2.
No, I don't remember Ted 2.
I do remember. They did a Ted 2, right?
Ted 2 is the one with Brady's cum joke.
I thought that was in the first one.
In my head, I'm like, okay, Seth MacFarlane is like, hasn't made something good in a long time, and now he's making a weed-smoking teddy bear? Like, fucking
everyone
hard
liked
pass.
That. I never watched it. Everyone liked his Star Trek show, I thought.
I have heard lots of good stuff about that.
I thought Sigdala died for a second, but they're talking about Tony Young.
Sigdala? Okay.
Are you doing a bit like we're supposed to know who they are?
I can't remember if he was the one
I can
the
never tell.
No,
there was another funny rapper guy.
I just assumed that, like Bupak would hang out with a dude named Sigdala.
Yeah, Sigdala rules.
Because it's just someone Cody Fenton shared a message from. Scrolling through Cody Fenton. I was just giving Cody Fenton a couple minutes in case he answered the message.
This guy stays on Facebook. This is all within, we're only till tomorrow or yesterday now.
Yeah, what is he doing? He's just starting fights. Whatever. Yeah, what are we doing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what we do. Because,
I mean, we missed a lot of shit while we were off.
What did we miss?
We missed the fucking...
Name one thing.
The Jonathan Majors interview we missed. Jonathan Majors at his big fucking ABC interview.
I heard about it coming up, and then I literally heard nothing come out of it, so I forgot it even existed.
Missed the Jew tunnels as well.
Does he talk about the cup?
I honestly don't know. I didn't watch any of it.
I can't believe we missed the Jew tunnels. It's like so late now.
But are they memory-holing the Jew tunnels already,
for sure.
Jeff?
What does that mean?
For sure.
Yeah, did you really not hear about the Jew tunnels?
No. Well, I didn't until you guys told me, and then I said, "What do you guys?" Yeah. It was a baffling conversation I was a part of. But
you're never
going to
hear about that again, ever.
You know the weird thing? Everyone knows I'm a notorious Jim and Sam listener / hater because I play it on. I play it as background, like white noise while I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't mention the Jew tunnels once.
Is
what
that weird
is that
to you?
About
it's Sam Robertson? What do you
but
mean?
But Jim Norton is supposed to be this edgy fucking.
Has he?
I mean, I know he's a worm now, but it's weird. I guess
and they're on Sirius or whatever.
Well, maybe Jim Norton's wife said no dick if you talk about the Jew tunnel.
They literally own everything.
Although there was a clip, I didn't click on it, but it looked like, I don't know, was he on Rogan recently? And they were talking about it on Rogan, maybe?
Rogan was talking about it, yeah.
But the clip,
with Sam
I didn't
Robertson?
Click on, no, Jim Norton.
Oh, okay.
Again, I'm not surprised about Sam Roberts. I'm more, like
I
I'm
think
saying,
it's more to
more
do with
Sirius,
about and not even just Sam Robertson.
He does keep talking about, well, no, I think it's just about the worm. Because Jim Norton does keep talking about how they're entering the last year of their contract. So I think he's really worried that like they won't pick up the show or whatever.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
But they probably will. But no, I was just surprised. Like, not even like a quick, like, they live in New York.
Yeah.
Usually, like, on those shows, it's like anything going on in New York, that's the thing they talk about. Like, how do you not talk about the Jew talk?
Every podcast talked about it.
I mean this seriously, because, like, again, I wouldn't have known it happened if you guys didn't mention it. Was it a big thing or was it a weird thing that wasn't actually
it was a
big,
weird thing. Big thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, because
sometimes something is so weird that we all are like, whoa, this is crazy, but then it's not actually big. It just happens to be weird. So I was curious if maybe
but
that's
just,
why.
Well, it's also just funny because it hits on like even if you're not a conspiracy person, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
why do they have secret tunnels going
and
under
like
New York?
They found out about it, like someone heard people under their house because they're going on. It's New York. Everything's right next to each other. So they were going right under. They went to like an abandoned building next to the synagogue and did who knows what.
There's probably a fucking, it's like an Ocean's 11 heist.
I don't know. There was a blood, either poop or blood. It. Yeah, you've seen the videos, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Jeff was talking about a barbarian bed.
There's a barbarian bed down there with a big brown stain. Butch, I mean, knowing these Hasids, it's probably just poop.
Well, it's funny,
and that's
because
not even racist against Jews. That's Hasid hate. Everyone hates them.
It's just kind of funny because they're like pulling them out of these tunnels and they're trying to like stop them from digging them, and they're like geeking out.
Yeah, Jewishly. And these are like the 20-year-old
like
Jews.
They're trying to fight the police. Like, dude, when he's crawling out of the sewer grate, it is funny every time.
What the hell?
That's where the tunnel is underneath. Yo.
Like, dude, they're causing bedlam, like, trying to fight the police.
And they still have all their gear on. And these are like 20-year-olds. They look like 50.
I'm all about ACAB, so I like this is a bunch of like. Like Orthodox Jews going after the police.
But it was, there was a cement truck that came to fill it up, and then they had to have police there to stop the Jews from rioting.
So did anyone say what the tunnels were for?
No, you'll never know.
No, well, they've tried. Well, I mean, there is a cover story. I mean, I don't know if I believe it. Yeah. I don't know if I go as deep as Jeff on what the theory might be on the tunnels, but I think they tried to say it had something to do with like COVID. Initially,
yeah, they could go to synagogue
like churches.
I mean, that tracks.
Stuff,
but this was
it
recent.
Does kind of track.
That totally tracks.
But I think it was also recently built or something too. I don't know.
Because we saw those psychos. Like, remember those psychos that were like going to church and then like infecting each other and like they had like 1,200 people die from like one mega church or something because they kept going and infecting. There are people that like really wanted to go and practice.
There were, I mean, there were people, that was a big thing where people were like, let us just go to church. And
I meant
like,
120
no.
And I misspoke, but I'm live. So I didn't like reiterate it, Jeff.
Well, no, Jeff's thinking of it from the point of view of like, no one died.
No, people died, but like we're going 1,200 people. I was like, what?
Well, Trump lied. People died.
That's true. Well, Trump vaxxed everyone. So Trump's the devil.
Are you kidding me? Would you see Trump shouting out Kane?
He did shout out Kane, a big boy. Too big.
Kane,
Undertaker.
Like from WWE.
Keep showing around.
Yeah,
I gotta
Senator
pull that
Kane,
up.
Yeah.
I gotta pull that up real quick.
Or mayor
well,
Kane.
That makes sense because Kane's like crazy conservative.
Well, he's like a mayor or whatever, or something.
Well, right? All,
and he shout out Undertaker, too.
Like hyper conservative.
They make it like he was there in the mask, too, in the thumbnail. That's great.
Yeah, I know.
And another man who's a friend of mine, he's another one I'm not gonna mess around with. He's Knox County, Tennessee, you know, Glenn Jacobs, goes by the name of Kane. Kane. Where is Kane? Where's, look at the size of this guy. Man, oh man.
This is what he does every speech,
that's
by the
it.
Way,
he's
about
all man.
Just some guy.
He's all man. It's good. How many years have you been doing that? You've been Kane, one of the great characters. And how many? So how tall are you? You're 6'1".
9 questions.
6'8", and weigh what when you wrestle? About 3. Well, that's not bad. I'm not that far away.
What's his great new shirt? What's his new shirt? I mean, his new hat.
My day. 300.
He's great on his feet right there. He's even being self-deprecating a little bit. Yeah. They're like, ooh.
It's so funny because you'll see the version of this that Biden does. There's like a clip from yesterday where he's like, I knew her. I was 30 and she was 12. Like, well, just supposed to know that. Like,
yeah, mush brain Biden.
You know, as you know, I guess there's a little acting involved, but when I see these guys, some of them, like,
no, that looks like it says something else.
Yeah, maybe. And I see him, and he walks around a ring lifting a 300-pound guy over his shoulders like this. It may be acting, but there aren't too many. And then he throws him into the seats. It's pretty great.
He's just describing the most normal thing that's ever happened in wrestling.
Although that's a normie thing of being like, he's basically just saying, because there's probably a lot of Trumpers out there that are like, ah, wrestling, that shit's fake. But he's like, nah, you're throwing a guy into the crowd. What does that say?
I feel like that's like 20% of Trumpers are like,
Trump caucus captain.
Yeah, okay, because, yeah, they're doing maybe, all the caucus votes.
Maybe he showed up and whoever was, like, in charge there had the hat, so he took the hat and put it on.
That feels like something he made, though, because it always kind of doesn't make sense.
Yeah, just some captain slogan he's trying to make.
That's why I was curious. I'm like, maybe he's like, the red hat, white riding, it's too saturated.
The colors and stuff and, like, the little things, it's supposed to be, like, a captain's hat version of his hat.
Ah, yes.
Very cool, very swag.
But then I think there was, go back to the Jew tunnels, I think they also said, they were like, we're the young guys, and it takes forever to get through traffic to get out of synagogue, and we keep trying to tell the old guys, like, we need better ways to get out of here, or, like, we're in a rush. There's something like that. There was something with
that just seems like a weird excuse.
And where they dug through to is, like, where they used to do mitzvahs, which is, like, baths and stuff, like, it was... They have this whole thing where Jewish people have those bathhouses and stuff. So there's an old mitzvah that's like abandoned. That's what they dug through to. Hmm. And they just happened to also dig through to where like the women's side was. I think it was already abandoned, but it is funny. They like Porky's through the women's bathroom on the other end. Like, depending on how long they're working on it, I bet there was the whole point was to just stare through the little hole.
Well, depending on what type of Jew it was, it couldn't be a Porky's.
Well, but that's also the thing. That was very good, Mike.
Thank you.
But I don't really know the inner workings. Like, the non-Hasidics, is it kind of like, are they all together as one tribe? Or are they kind of like, like the Hasidics don't respect if you're not Hasidic, and then the non-Hasidics are like, whatever, you're crazy.
Hate each other,
I thought it was like Christians, Catholics, Episcopalian. Like, they're all different sects of the same thing that have different beliefs, but they're not animalistic against each other.
But that's what...
Well, those guys hate Catholics and Protestants. I think it's like that. I don't know if they warred with each other just because they, like... Everyone was trying to kill Jews all the time.
But that's what I mean. Like, I don't know if it tracks as much as, like, the Jews that run the world related to the tunnels... If all on the same page, because this seems like a more of a specific sect or something.
Like the Hasid hate comes from they'll do the things where they like drive the property value down of places where they all move in, and then they like make it nice and drive the property value back up. But then they're like, we live there, but they like kick everyone out basically.
Well, aren't they ones like, that spit on the Christians and stuff like that? Are there videos of like little kids spitting on?
Yeah, they're the Orthodox and Hasids. I think they're different but similar. And then there's like regular Jews, and I'm sure a bunch of other Jews. But.
Huh. Like Amish style, like just very like
these are the Amish style guys.
Okay,
Ghostly Squid saying according to War Mode, this is a very specific Hasidic sect.
Okay, yeah. I mean that like if someone's gonna do a crazy thing like that, it's gonna be a very specific sect of anything. Doesn't matter what it is. If it's described as a specific sect, it's probably doing something crazy.
Yeah, and even me, Jew guy, this isn't even register as like the octopus type shit. This is just these guys doing some weird shit. Like this particular guy is doing weird shit.
I like how they're just like, don't take our tunnels away.
Yeah, it's funny that they're just in the walls.
Yeah, when that guy comes out and sort of starts raging.
They got a little tiny baby handcuffs that they cuff their little curls to.
Anyways, but yeah, it's wild. I don't know if it's being memory hold or if it's just things go so fast where it's like we're on to the next.
Huh. Yeah, it just isn't. I don't know. I don't think they'll ever have more to add to it that they want to. I don't think they're going to invest. They also cemented it in. So it's like, what's the investigation going to be now?
Yeah. I don't know. There were some funny tweets where, because there were some great pictures of like the police going in, like they were going into like different, there was like a shot of them going under a bridge, I guess, to access where the tunnels were to like make sure they were like kicking all the Jews out of the tunnels they were in. Mm-hmm. But people are like, New York really is Gotham City. Like, yeah. So it's kind of like the commissioner is like, fill in these tunnels.
Yeah, he has to show. And it's great. Yeah, you have to go through to make sure you don't cement in some hostages. As there would be guys trying to stay in there the whole time.
Well, that's like here when it rains and all the homeless people that live in the tunnels like get drowned or whatever. They get washed out.
Yeah.
That's got to be a nice life, living in the mole people.
Oh, yeah.
Living La Vida mole people?
Living Las Vegas loca?
Living Las Vegas mole people?
Living La Vida mole people.
Oh, huh? Just me and the mole man and his moloids.
Yeah, for people that don't know, there's mole people out here. They live under the streets in the storm drains or whatever.
Yeah, there's a couple storm drain cities.
The Hasids move into underneath Vegas, make it all, kick everyone out, make it nice.
Yeah, drive the property value up.
Oh, you got to check out Under Vegas.
They start jamming out to
it's amazing pierogies.
They start playing Red Hot Chili Peppers all the time because they misunderstand Under the Bridge.
Under the Bridge downtown.
Hola, hola, hola. I guess it's not Jewish.
It's Muslim.
But they have a lot of
Yeah, they like that shit.
Yeah, I want to hear what they have to say about this.
You're right, though. He didn't get any play off of this.
I heard about it ahead of time. Everyone's like, here it is.
Right.
And then it just like, I didn't even know what happened. Because,
but he didn't get hate or love that I saw. He got nothing.
Well, he got Jinder Mahal'd.
The conspiracy here is that, because this is on ABC News, and ABC's owned by Disney, and they think that Disney is somehow trying to help him recoup his image so they can rehire him. But that feels like such a long shot.
That's like, I don't know. That's one of those stretches where people don't understand that, like, being owned by a company is not like this one-to-one friendship relationship thing that people act like. I am a part of a studio that's owned by a company that's owned by a bigger company, and I have literally no relation to any of the other studios that are owned by that company or any of the people that are a part of the company that owns any of all those studios. Like we are so separate that like, I can't imagine that if something happened to me, other people would be like involved in any way. I feel like that's just one of those, like, it's easy for a dummy to connect those dots and like pretend that there's something going on.
Well, that's just someone who clearly, they can't just admit that, oh, I don't have any idea on how that shit works.
Yeah,
I just assume I know how it works. So
Ellen Ripley's a Disney
it.
Princess. Yeah. Also, ABC's trying to clear Jonathan Majors' name.
Plus assault and harassment in connection with an altercation involving his then girlfriend. He sat down exclusively with me for his first interview since his arrest, discussing the relationship at the center of the trial, the role that he says race played, and why he didn't take the stand. Why did you decide?
Why has he got JNCOs on?
I felt like it was time. A lot has happened in my personal life, in my career, in the culture, and conversely, the impact of this.
Oh God,
it's about responsibility and coming forward and being brave and giving my part of the story.
In an ABC News exclusive, actor Jonathan Majors sat down with me in his first
bunch of
interview since being re-handed down.
I've never seen someone walk baggy jeans high water. How are they up when he's sitting down?
But he's got like a button up and shit and like a suit jacket. Like,
that's what killed this interview.
It's called style. It's called New York City, baby.
Do you make a baggy jean that doesn't crowd up at the bottom?
He's dressed like a teenage girl.
Not even. He's dressed like nobody.
Like a turtleneck and baggy jeans.
In a blazer?
I haven't seen my daughter in a long time.
Although right here, this shot where you can't see the bottom of the jeans, this looks stylish as fuck.
Yeah, but
the baggy jeans is just a bad compliment to the rest of the fit.
But it's not that they're baggy, it's that they're weird. They're like,
well, they're short,
they're like,
and baggy.
They're sailor pants. They're like wide.
I don't. I mean, I get that it's weird, but I feel like this is par for the course for like a theater New York City guy.
I want to see him walking.
It's a bad choice.
I want to see what it looks like walking.
I'm not saying it's a good choice, but I'm just saying like that's what these motherfuckers do because they're like they're in the NYC style or whatever. So they do. They make these bold decisions that aren't really bold.
You know, and a lot of it has to do with this situation. It all has to do with this situation, and. She needs to see this, and the hard things need to be done. But it's been hard. you know, everything's kind of gone away.
The 34-year-old actor was a rising star.
This is our family story.
Known for his roles in HBO's Lovecraft Country. Creed 3.
He is great in Creed 3.
I'm coming for everything.
And Marvel productions like last year's Ant-Man and the Wasp,
Quantumania.
I don't think he was necessarily bad. That was just a bad movie.
I just thought it'd be a funny thing to say.
Yeah.
He's actually the only good thing in Quantumania.
And it was on that movie set back in 2021 where he met 30-year-old British dancer Grace Jabari. The pair dated until March of 2023 when Majors called 911 the day after a fight that was caught on surveillance video.
What happened exactly? Do you know?
No, I don't know. But she's unconscious. She's my ex-partner. Broke up. I came back. She sent me text messages. Insinuating as much. I stayed in a hotel last night. I came home this morning.
Police found Jabari on the closet floor of their apartment. Majors was arrested by New York City police.
I like that's framed as if like he knocked her out.
Yeah.
Is that not what happened?
No,
not at all.
It was the thing we saw where she was chasing him through the streets. But then what happened was like, yeah, they did like scuffle over the phone or whatever, and he tried to push her in the car, and then she chased him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then like yes, he went somewhere. He went and stayed at a hotel, and she like remember when we saw like they walked up on a group of people that were outside the building. She went out to the bar with those people and got all fucked up. And he came home and yeah, she was passed out, and he dry snitched on himself and called 911, and everything fucking spurred into motion from that. I'm not saying he definitely didn't do anything else. But the way this was just situated, it makes it seem like he's like, oh yeah, I just came back and she's unconscious.
He's accused by Jabari of assault, strangulation, and harassment, convicted last month, but acquitted of one count of assault and one count of aggravated harassment, meaning the jury didn't believe he assaulted her intentionally.
Your reaction to that verdict?
Shock. I was absolutely shocked, and afraid. I'm standing there.
You think he's gonna cry?
And the verdict comes out. I say,
"You better."
He was wiping tears away already.
But I mean, is it like a? Not to be cynical, but is it like a premeditated? Like, I need a moment where I like in this interview, I should probably cry at a certain point.
I, as a person, am not jaded enough usually in these situations to automatically assume that's the case. But I also understand that probably makes me naive as well.
You're like,
so
R. Kelly's so hurt. Right
I kind of take I just kind of take a gut reaction and go like, do I think it's real or do I not?
That's fair.
I try not to assume it, but like I understand that also comes with me being kind of naive.
Yeah, I just thought, like, especially as like an actor.
Yeah, exactly. When they're actors, I never trust them.
Based off the evidence, based off the prosecution's evidence, let alone our evidence. How is that possible?
After the verdict, in a statement, Jabari's attorney wrote in part,
"Whoa.
Justice was finally served today."
I thought that hot black chick was his attorney, and I was like, nice.
Grace no, he's dating, who is it? Is it Megan Good? Megan Good?
Yeah.
Who's he dating?
I don't know. Whoever that chick was walking with him was
did not choose to be in this
show.
Situation. Grace has been publicly attacked as a result of her courage to testify to the truth, but her unwavering resolve to see this case through to the end was born out of her desire to give other survivors similar courage when justice requires.
She's from Megan Good's from Shazam. She's the grown-up little girl when the little girl becomes a superhero.
No, this is the attorney. That hot chick might be his lawyer, though. This is the attorney for the girl.
Either way, whoever was walking with him in that scene, fucking hot.
Well, people have pointed out that, like, he went from this white girl that got him all fucked up with the law to now back to a beautiful black Nubian queen.
Yeah, old lady.
I'm jealous.
And people think that...
Good for him.
I think that's a PR
move.
Like,
that's a PR move.
Nah,
give me a MILF.
Again, maybe I'm naive, but I don't. I don't know. I don't assume that
he does. I think at one point he does compare her to Coretta Scott King. That's the one one clip I saw from this interview, because that was the same thing he said in the call. Yeah. Well, not the call, like the recording of him yelling at his girlfriend, where he's like, you know, I'm trying to do this for the culture. I need someone like Michelle Obama, Coretta Scott King to be propping me up.
Yeah.
describe your relationship
your
with
Your pants are too big! Shut up, bitch!
Yeah, not Credit Scott King!
How would you describe
Credit Scott King would love these pants!
How are they baggy and up?
I love Credit.
Maybe they're only up because he's got his legs crossed. Yeah, maybe if he stood up, he would just be like an ICP.
You know what
fan.
He did? You know, you sit down, and you like crush your balls because your pants are so high up. Yeah. He never fixed it. He's like, no, I'm chill. I'm cool. Yeah.
What if when he walks around, though, they're just like regular JNCOs and cover his shoes?
Maybe right. It was wet out and he hiked him up a little bit and then just like was like, I like
I'm just saying, when it already covered your shoes, sitting down should make it even go lower, you would think.
If you cross your legs. If you put your leg up, I think that would.
Well, he wasn't crossed before, is all. The first time he was man spreading, then he realized. Realized what he was doing.
Oh, I don't know.
The first shot.
They're wild.
Book. I'll keep updates on the pants.
Yeah, enough about the
pants. It was not healthy, you know, and that began to reveal itself over time, but there was no abuse.
In court, Jabari claimed she sustained head injuries, but never said how she received them.
They did her dirty.
Entered
there.
Into evidence these partially redacted.
What is the point of a courtroom sketch artist?
I don't know.
It's for the news, so that they have something to show while they talk, right? I think I heard someone
but
to say that.
But is it that
once.
Important in this day and age that we have the?
Probably not as much
can't
anymore.
Can't they just
no.
show a promo picture of the person like they do a lot of times?
Well, they probably just do like AI now. Probably just like courtroom picture, Jonathan Majors, some crying bitch,
bunch of weirdly smooth people.
Messages from September
make
2022.
It look like a screen painting.
Majors writes, "It's just fake." And you have, I fear you have no perspective of what could happen if you go to the hospital. They will ask you questions. And as I don't think you actually protect us, it could lead to an investigation, even if you do lie and they suspect something.
Yeah.
Jabari responds in part, I will tell the doctor I bumped my head. If I go, I'm going to give it one more day, but I can't sleep and I need some stronger painkillers. That's all. Why would I want to tell them what really happened when it's clear I want to be with you?
This is not good.
This is literally a nightmare. I don't know what happened. I don't know what injuries you're talking about.
The July incident.
I just woke up. I've been asleep for a year. Says, has Quantumania come out? Did you like the post-credits scene? It's a bunch of me. I'm never going away ever. Wait, what happened?
One's a monkey, one's a zombie, one's King Tut.
You see us, baby? The kings. The kings. Martin Luther King.
Including a candle. Tell us what happened there.
You know, we were in an argument. I was on the other side of the room, away from her, as I think she testified, and by my bedside table, I did a sweep, and I knocked over my candles.
Apple TV remote.
I completely
Chuck Taylor's
lost my
candles.
Moment, and threw it all on
the my candles!
Said, the drapes go up in flames.
I wept and cried in the corner and said I was sorry and this. And I was, and I am.
The prosecution said you allegedly wrote.
I was putting together my dream board, and I was also painting the menstruation cycle of fire ants. And next thing I know, the police are there.
I'm excited for him to address this text.
Oh,
he's doing the "I'm going to kill myself."
Oh yeah, that's the one.
Like
I'm killing myself. I'm going to kill myself.
I'm a monster, a horrible man, not capable of love. I'm killing myself soon. I've already put things in motion.
I can't believe we don't have.
Were
we never
suicidal?
Thought to make that the sounder, and we lost
with
that forever.
Severe depression, you know, and I'm taking the steps needed to alleviate, you know, some of those symptoms.
Some Nubian black cooter.
Jesus.
Removing myself from situations permanently is a thought that I've had.
What if interviews were like they have
to
call the cops because he said that?
Last year, when Jabari and Majors got into a fight, much of it captured on surveillance video and used as evidence in the trial. Jabari
Daewoo 9 says scooter.
Huh?
Yes, Daewoo 9 says scooter.
But it all began when Majors.
They did her dirty with. Is this her crying?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They made her look like an old lady.
Well, I'm not even thinking about how she looks. I'm just like the weird tear. Like she's she's like.
Handkerchief.
Oh, okay. I thought
that's crazy. If it's
I
tears.
Thought that was supposed to be like she's. I like thought she was the story of a girl that cried a river and drowned the whole world.
That'd be so funny. Like, doing cartoon faucet crying. When you hit me,
Five. That it all began when Majors received a text from another woman. He says it read, "Oh, how I wish to be kissing you." So let's go back to
from
March 25th
theater,
for
bitch.
A moment. You and
Maybe
then
dude, it would be funny if they could like the look at the timeline and be like, within 5 minutes of each other, you told one woman you were ending it all, and that the process was in place. Another woman you told you wish you were kissing her.
Your Honor, this man is guilty of being a player. Everyone starts skating.
Aww, sweetie, I whoop you.
I'm going to kill myself soon. The plans are in motion, for I am Kang.
Equal sign, baby, cat face.
Baby, you're turning into Kang again. You're letting this whole Heath Ledger thing go to your head.
I'm a different one. I'm a different Kang.
He's doing twisted Kang.
I'm the fourth Kang.
That's how you save this interview. The character of Kang drove you to this place.
Well, no, you could just say that's not me on that video. That's a variant.
Yeah, that's a variant.
Haven't you seen the movies?
Don't you know about the TVA?
No, but I'm saying he's being method.
He's not even being method. He's just TVA being real. It's all real.
Variants are real, Jeff. Loki's real, Jeff.
A text from another woman. Things seem to spiral from there. Yeah. What happened next?
Yeah, the text from another woman. Again,
I don't remember any of that.
I said at the beginning, you know,
it was Megan Good.
I did that.
What?
I cop to it. I show her, right? It's in my hand.
He just dry snitches himself all the time.
We scuffle for the phone. I pull the phone back. I receive my injuries. I open the door. I step out. She comes. Then one of the biggest mistakes of my life. I pick her up. I put her back in the car. I'm trying to get rid of her. I'm trying to get away from her. As the video shows, you know, everything calms. We get out. We walk across the street. I escort her across the street.
Then I'm like, let's race. 3, 2, 1, go.
Then I sprint at full speed.
3, 2, 1, go.
Wearing the pants right there, they're all above his knees.
I was going to ask about that. Although those aren't as baggy.
Surveillance video also shows Jabari talking to three strangers. She testified they offered to get her home. One of the bystanders can be seen speaking to Major.
Awesome.
Gestures for Jabari to get back into the car. He eventually leaves without her and goes to a hotel for the night. Jabari leaves with the bystanders.
She says inside the car, you hit her in the face, twist her arm behind her back, fracture her middle finger.
She's just thrashing like a cat. That's what happened.
What happened?
She went to grab the phone. I held the phone. I pulled the phone back. She came on top of me, squeezed my face, slapped me. That's all I remember.
So she ends up with a 1-inch cut behind her ear.
Laceration, yes, ma'am.
Fractured finger.
Yeah.
How did those injuries come
slapping
about?
Slapping me?
I wish to God I knew.
The Invisible Man was there.
The Hollow Man showed up. Kevin Bacon.
This is going to sound crazy, but there was an Invisible Man in the car.
I knew he was there when he was wearing a tie. Then he took the tie off, and I don't know where we went after that.
I saw sunglasses floating, and I said, "Thank you, what
damn!
Is going
on?" Damn!
And he actually pulled her back into the vehicle. I was like, no, Invisible Man, my phone. I need my phone.
I tried to pull her back, and the Invisible Man was pulling her into the car.
He's fighting her off to get
his
phone back.
I'm trying to get her out. You see, I took her, but then I get yanked. It looks like I'm running.
We both started chasing a hat that was running down the street. Then the bystanders didn't believe me.
And I don't know what happened. Then the Flash grabbed me. It felt like it was a year.
They said it was sunglasses on fishing line.
Ain't no fishing line I ever seen. I sure ain't.
What's interesting about the jury's verdict, it's so nuanced because they're saying you didn't intend to injure her.
Right.
But the result of your recklessness injured her.
Right.
Were you reckless?
I was reckless with her heart.
Oh, that's a good that's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
He's
avoiding the answer.
Well, but here's the thing.
Because that's a bad question because he was reckless, but
you're
he
in
can't
the middle of a
that.
Scuffle.
Yeah.
Like it would be weird if you weren't reckless.
Yeah, but
everyone
what's the journalist supposed to do
reckless?
Other than say, were you reckless?
But that's how you answer that question.
No, that's like I guess it's like a Trump answer that people get mad at. So I guess you're right.
It's an amazing answer.
Yeah. Take a bad question, give it an amazing answer.
They tested my DNA. I had USA actually. This is one of the best.
Not with a body.
But never hit a woman.
Never hit a woman.
Also, weird pants. Is he Trump?
Never struck a woman.
No.
Between the answer and the outfit?
Came, the driver said.
Trump would never be dripping like this.
Dripping.
Meaning grace.
Look at the drip right there.
No, he's just black.
He just climbed, undeniable.
He just climbed out of a swimming pool. This motherfucker's Phoebe Cates, dude. He's dripping so hard.
Turtleneck with the jacket? Are you kidding me?
You fucking loved that joke, Jeff.
I had to think about it. Turtleneck with a jacket,
Majors claims Jabari attacked him, ripping his coat, scratching his face, and all.
You know, he got a fresh cut before he showed up.
Well, what's better, the shorts with the white socks?
In court.
My injuries were, I scratched on my hand, you know, from clawing for the phone, and I had a gash on my, at the time I had a beard, under my beard I had a, essentially a fingernail scratch, I guess my cheek, from pressure, you know.
You chose not to take the witness stand. Why?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm dumb.
The driver?
You felt that was compelling enough. He had said enough.
Well, not just the driver. You know, she was doing everything. He was doing nothing. Well, that's what I was.
I mean, isn't it obvious that he wouldn't have been doing himself any favors if he took the stand?
Here's
what you're talking about.
It's like she's not stupid. She has to know. It's like, well, my lawyer told me not to because it wouldn't help anything.
Mr. Majors, did you see any injuries on her? No, I didn't. Clinical experts. The detective I spoke to, all who testified before I did. But after all of that, what was I going to add?
Jonathan, how do you feel right now? During the trial, an audio recording was presented in court by the prosecution of Jonathan Majors and Grace Jabari during an argument.
How dare you come home drunk and disturb the peace of our house? Coretta Scott King, you know who that is? That's Martin Luther King's wife. Michelle Obama, Barack Obama's wife. My temper, my my trial, all that said,
blase
right,
blah.
I must say, I'm a great man. A great man. I am doing great things, not just for me, but for my culture and for the world. That is actually the position I'm in.
I mean, I know it's been said a million times, but like, what an amazing fall, dude.
Yeah. What
this
a ridiculous
time last
thing
year,
to think about.
Because I was already a fan of this guy.
Yeah.
So this time last year, I was like, fuck, that guy's got Kang. He's got Quantumania coming up, and he's going to be the main villain for the whole phases that are coming up for the MCU. Creed 3, he's got a lot of buzz on that. He's got indie movies that are probably going to be nominated for awards. And then within 2 months... it was like, oh, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you
get the fuck out of
we
here.
We knew with the cup that we were on too early. The cup wasn't good.
Yeah.
And oh, then, yeah, the cup.
Cup so was his downfall.
That was where the cracks started to show, if you will. But then, yeah, and then he starts saying, I'm doing great things. Like,
well, but here's the thing. If you're an actor, you have to believe that.
No, you don't have to be like this. There's plenty of actors that are normal.
You kind of have to.
I think
I'm the fucking
I think
man.
A lot of actors would say,
I'm Martin
that's
Luther
the thing
King.
That they agree the most about is like, oh, yeah, no, I'm out there doing great things. I get that.
I don't know. I don't think most actors would talk like this.
Yeah, we already had this discussion, but I get what you're saying, but I disagree. I feel like this is just, I don't think it's right. Like, I don't agree with him, but I get why you'd have to have that mindset. That's a winner's mindset. We're all losers.
Yeah. That's a Tom Cruise mindset.
Yeah, absolutely.
I support the work that needs to be a great woman.
There are some who question, especially in the black community, as you're probably well aware, that people were saying, well, why was he telling this woman to be like Coretta Scott King and Michelle Obama? Give us like the context of the conversation.
Wait, why would they question? I'm confused.
Because she's white. That's real. Like, she kind of can't say that, but it's like,
oh,
I think she's basically asking because it's like, why are you saying that to a white woman? Like, if you really want those people,
I really see so little color.
Yeah,
that shit like that doesn't even occur.
Careful
to me.
Saying that. That's really bad.
Shit doesn't even occur
but
to me.
That's really bad to
that's
say.
That's like
Mike.
Saying I have a black friend.
Yeah, don't say I don't see.
I just
color.
Don't even see.
Don't.
I don't even see.
Mike.
Jesus Christ.
Mike. I see so little of it that
Mike.
It's just like
oh.
stuff like
Mike.
That doesn't even occur.
You don't
to
understand
me.
What you're doing to yourself.
Give an analogy. Of what it is I'm aspiring to be, you know, these great men, Martin, President Obama.
What is funny is this guy was thinking that he was going to be like, you know, hey, maybe after this acting thing next 20 years or something, maybe I'll be in politics. Who knows?
He's like, I ain't going to be Leslie Nelson. I ain't going to be in a bunch of fucking throwaway garbage. I'm going to be a politician.
And trying to give a reference point to that. I was attempting, and I did a terrible job at it, apparently. I was attempting to motivate, to enlighten, to give perspective as into what it is I was hoping to get out of the relationship. I think that's fair.
In her closing argument, your attorney said that your greatest fear of being a black man in America calling 911
was being
came
gay.
True, suggesting that race was a part of this. Do you feel that race is a part of this?
I mean,
I feel like that statement can be true without race being a part of it, as far as like from his angle. It's the fear is because of race, he's still experiencing the things he's afraid of. Is I called and it spiraled out, and now I'm the I who I thought was doing the right thing. I'm now getting looked at as if issues happen. Like, that can still be a fear you have, even if it happened for a different reason, right?
Yeah. Well, even like if just being a man in that situation, even if you're not black, yeah. Also, what a dork. Your girlfriend's too drunk. You know, they got to call 911. Oh, she's so drunk. Please. I've had girlfriends with alcohol poisoning, and you just sit there and help them.
The only thing I can think of is he saw a worse situation. Is if she does die, now it's like, oh, I got a dead white girl.
Yeah.
And now I got to call the police.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Call your
doorman.
That worked
out great,
though,
for OJ and shit. He'd probably be fine.
Yeah, well, he wasn't there, luckily. He was probably, he just should have never come home.
You imagine if OJ had been there earlier, and they just like, well, hey, man, what's up? Like, they talk for 2 minutes, then he leaves, and then all this stuff happens.
He actually should have OJ'd it. He should have been like, we got to find the guy who did this. I saw a video of you scuffling with someone at a car. We got to find that guy.
Yeah, who is this?
Of course it is. You know, like, without question. I mean, that quote unquote.
It's weird because it's like, I really don't understand. What does he think is going to happen with this interview?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I get the inclination, like, if you're like, hey, what the fuck? I didn't do anything, and it's all being taken away from me.
Well,
and, you know, even if it was, like, a lesser situation, I get you want to be like, I got to get out there, and I got to tell the world immediately. But I guess that the point's proven is that most people are like, we don't want to fucking hear from you. Right now, you're the villain. You almost got to wait a while, and then you can come out and be like, you know... I guess Will Smith, did Will Smith wait a while?
He waited forever.
And I guess that didn't really work, dude.
No. Again,
that was in front of the fucking world.
But I was just saying, I think use Will Smith as a good example. Everyone wanted an explanation.
Yeah.
And he made them wait. I don't think anything he's saying makes him look worse. It doesn't make him look better. He doesn't have some like magical explanation, but it doesn't make him look worse. And then it's done. He put a period at the end of the sentence instead of an ellipsis. If there's an ellipsis, everyone's like, what's he going to say? What's he going to say? What's his side
right now?
And then it lingers longer. If he just comes out and does this, says exactly what we already knew. He says, everything's in the trial. All the public stuff happened. Here's my answers. And then it's done. No one can say, but you didn't answer that question. You didn't say this. What's your opinion of that? Like, it's all there now. And none of it makes him look worse. So it's just like a lateral move. But then it ends it. And now, boom, done. And now, at the very least, he can start trying to move forward, maybe. Like, that would be my guess of why you do this.
I like that line of thinking. I guess you're right. Because then if he goes, now he gets in front of it already. Well, not in front of it, but, like, as most as you can. And then if he waits a while, then if he tries to come up with a project, it's, you know... People still ask about it, but he can be like, look, I did a national interview. I already kind of said my piece on it.
You make people that ask about it the weirdos for trying to like rehash something that's already been addressed, as opposed to the Will Smith thing where you linger and linger and linger and then come out with some horse shit that just makes people think you're stupider.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, guilty verdict, no quote unquote. You know, like, you might as well put that on my birth certificate. Mm.
You think a white man facing the same allegations,
Kenya,
would have been arrested, charged, convicted?
I'll take it further. If you watch those videos and you reverse that and you saw a black man chasing a young white girl down the street, screaming and crying,
Ooh, that's
that
a good.
That man is going to be shot and killed.
That's a good comparison.
In the streets of New York City.
That's a good ass comparison.
That black man will feel that.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office.
Let me turn that question around. What's going on with these Jew tunnels? Why are we not talking about it?
I tried to go in those tunnels, and they cursed me and gave me pants with impossible dimensions.
Are we now memory holing the Jew tunnels?
You're right, Jim. That is the Shazam girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'd be great if he just started talking about war mode stuff, though, where he's like, this right here is a limited hangout. Yeah. I don't know why we're talking about my thing.
It's total psyop.
We're not even talking about Ghislaine Maxwell right now.
We're not talking about Ghislaine. We're not talking about how far this goes. I'm talking about 1913. I'm talking about, like, oh, we regret to end this interview earlier.
The
like,
seven families.
Responded saying in part that they do their speaking in court. Jabari's attorney responded to this interview saying, it is not at all surprising that Mr. Majors continues to take no accountability for his actions. His denigration of our jury system is not dissimilar from the above-the-law attitude that he has maintained throughout this legal process. The timing of these new statements demonstrates a clear lack of remorse for the actions for which he was found guilty and should make the sentencing decisions fairly easy for the court. Mr. Jabari will continue to speak the truth and seek justice in the appropriate forums in a continued effort to respect our legal process.
Grace, as you know, was arrested and charged for assault, but will not face prosecution.
Right.
You have thoughts on that?
I love her running.
That's hurtful. That's really hurtful. And
she's going to get hers.
And why is it hurtful? Because
let's just say
Lil Wayne.
Next, I know what happened.
Next time she wakes up in a closet, she'll get hers.
Let's just say. Karma has a way of working things out. That's winking.
He can't save you.
That man can't save you.
Oh, I'm nothing.
He comes out and admits he's Phoenix Wright, the superhero guy.
Megan Good was right by his side. She was also present for our conversation.
You've mentioned Megan a few times.
Yeah.
We've seen her right by your side, going in and out of court throughout the whole trial.
We saw her in Shazam 2. Feels like the critics were unfairly negative about a movie such as that. What do you think about that?
They were right. They were right. He doesn't like the movie.
She's an angel. She's.
Do you think they'll continue with the Shazam cast?
No,
I doubt it.
He's making that Until Dawn movie now, so just kind of doesn't really make sense.
I'm so blessed to have her. You know,
is she like Coretta Scott King?
look at how black she is. You know. You had to have her at the interview. Be like, see,
I found her. Yeah,
the one.
I hope she just stick with me.
That's a good answer. Mm. She the one?
Major's
I hope she is.
Yeah.
That's a stupid fucking question.
I just hope she doesn't try to get out of a car that I want to put her back in.
Kang the Conqueror in the Marvel Cinematic Universe have been scrapped.
You hear the verdict.
Yeah.
The same day Marvel drops you. Your reaction?
Same hour. Same half hour, I think. It's like the world stopped. Mm. You know? It's like.
I relived that half hour over and over. Loki. So Captain Bacon, me relive it over and over.
It's just like, wow, they're going to stop making Marvel movies now. I can't believe it. Like, he just misinterprets
No more Marvel movies.
They canceled them all.
I got to go tell my baby.
I dodged a bullet. I was going to be in some of
these more. He's just like, upset.
I got to go tell my baby. Runs away like he always does. That's the funny part I always forget is that he's running for some reason. Ah, leave me alone.
I just couldn't believe it. On one hand, I get the news of that I'm found guilty. And the next thing I hear is that all Marvel movies are canceled. Yeah. I love Marvel.
I was sure. They felt like a sure thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they gave up so quick.
I'm super glad that I didn't get dragged down with all
so
that.
So he just immediately calls DC. They're like, no.
Well, it's like this manager doesn't know how to break bad news to him. So he's just like, yeah, we're not going to be doing Kang anymore. Wait, what do you mean? They're just not going to do it anymore. Like, they're not going to do any movies anymore?
They're
not
sick
gonna
of Marvel
do
movies.
They stopped. Oh, man. Fuck.
Wow.
What's this echo thing? It's DC.
That was
DC.
Already done.
I heard the Netflix show's part of the MCU now.
It's me. You're doing it to
really,
me.
Chris, really, you don't need to worry about any of this, Jonathan. It's just done. Marvel's done.
Yeah, no, but that's actually Sony Marvel.
They're going to make Dim Dare Dim Spawn movies?
You go the extra steps.
Do you think I can be in Madam Web?
We do a little bit, and then you go the extra step.
I just started doing it because I noticed you said a cool bunch of the
We're
Matrix
doing
ones.
It a little bit, but then you start going to dem disease.
Well, I think that he should have done the interview like that. They're like, oh, he's a half wit.
And then it was done, you know. And in that same breath, I thought, man,
at least I can be cool. 100 kings.
How so?
I was a supervillain, you know. And I got to play multiple characters, you know, with a group of people that really cared nothing about anything else except making really cool movies.
Ooh, this is a smart move.
And giving their actors.
No bad blood.
Yeah, no burning
He just
bridges.
Appreciated what he got.
Tell those stories.
Bring him back. Replace Don Cheadle. Jonathan Majors. He's the new War Machine.
Yeah. I was like, is Cheadle king?
I pray I do.
New Black Panther.
Yes. True. Dude.
That would have been hilarious if they're like, he gets the verdict, they announce they fired him, and then an hour later they're like, Jonathan Majors cast as Black Panther.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We saw him more of as a civil rights hero now, so we made him Black
Panther. Look, he's convicted.
Oh, yeah, he was in a pilot movie with
face? I'm the only person that saw it.
That's
Glenn
right.
Powell.
What, like a?
It was a good movie.
You know what?
I gave it 3 stars.
I saw a really funny tweet because you know who he's in the movie with Sydney Sweeney, Anyone But You?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I got to find the tweet, but there's like a picture of them from the movie and and they're both like running towards camera and they have these big grins on their face. And the tweet was like, they.
I'm really excited.
they both look like.
He's fucking dying.
They both look like cartoon mice that got turned into people.
I'd have to see the picture.
It's so funny because it really, like, even though like they're thought of as like these super attractive people, which I get they are, but they also do look like they're cartoon mice turned into people that have like an hour left before they get turned back or something
Yeah, Twitter. I think I've seen this tweet. I don't remember it being Jonathan Majors.
No, Jonathan Glenn Matt Powell. Glenn Powell.
Cartoon mice.
Yeah, hold on.
A lot of biker mice from Mars.
Fuck, I'm not going to find
it.
Shitloads of biker mice from Mars.
I see Pinky in the Brain. Okay.
Pinky in the Brain's classic.
That's just very funny that, yeah, of course I got a bunch of cartoon mice, not the tweet.
Hold on. I think I found it.
Oh, okay.
It's so dumb, but it really made me laugh.
It's just a bunch of fucking biker mice on Mars stuff again.
Yeah, I mean, I was probably laughing too hard, but it just...
That's all right.
It just really made me laugh.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Because it's like, yeah, take them down a peg or two. Who the fuck do they think
they
are?
I know Sidney Sweeney. That guy, what else?
He's from Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
And what was the name of that movie that you watched? That only you watched? Yeah, with Jonathan Majors.
Is he two pilot movies?
He's the perfect person to be Booster Gold. I've been saying this.
Yeah, isn't there? Well, what was he already rumored for that?
So
right?
I had mentioned it, like, and then like I think
yes,
2 weeks
you
later,
it and then I
you were like, dude,
because I saw it in a tweet.
Yeah, you're like,
right.
People were kind of like thinking like, oh yeah, maybe he should be. I think he's, I still think he'd be perfect.
For those who
nerd news
say, look, he's convicted at this point.
Yeah, that sounded very good.
What would you say? I mean, do you deserve a second chance?
Well, I think I do.
Who doesn't? He didn't kill a man.
I think I do. I hope other people think that.
He might have sort of roughed up a lady.
What if he was like, absolutely not?
No, fucking way. I don't think he did anything wrong, but his speech made me not like him, like his fucking Coretta King speech.
It is rough. It is rough.
And the cup thing made me not like him. Sorry, I couldn't be on the jury.
He's a great man. Yeah, he's doing great things.
He is doing great things.
It'd be great if he started yelling about the cup. Maybe when he smashed all that shit on the table, he broke his cup. That's why he's weeping in the corner, he said.
I know this isn't a great comparison because Jeff already doesn't like him, but you know The Rock says shit like that. Like
what?
Like just stuff like I'm doing great things.
He
says it to your face.
You know Vin Diesel says shit like that.
Yeah,
although,
for sure.
I mean, I guess we don't have time to get into it right now, but why are people not talking about the Vin Diesel allegations? Supposedly he sexually harassed people.
I don't know anything about it.
They'd memory hold it.
Yeah, Vin Diesel's got the power, dude. He's got that sway.
Well, it's because one bad Fast and Furious movie came out and everyone's like fucking terrible.
Well, I don't know about one bad.
Well, okay, one commercially universally bad. Like
yeah.
No one, like fans of the movie didn't like that movie.
Although
reviewers
I don't think
didn't
people
like
really liked.
It wasn't it out of theaters in like fucking 3 weeks?
I think it did.
Dude, fucking Aquaman was in theaters longer than that. The Flash was in theaters longer than that.
I think it did surprisingly better than you'd expect money-wise, but it's another one of those cases where it costs so much money.
Sure, okay.
But since it costs so much money and because it has this huge cast and it is like this big franchise, it's expected to do, it didn't do gangbusters like it was
supposed
to.
Because I'm not even thinking about being a bomb. I'm just saying like it was out of theaters fucking quick.
But I think that's been brewing for a little bit. You're right. This is probably the most one that people outwardly, but I think
it seemed like nobody
even
liked
the
this
other
one.
Ones were still, everyone's just kind of like, this is getting a little fucking stupid.
Sure.
Ever since Paul Walker has been gone, it's been slowly like,
but I don't remember that
we doing more of this shit.
I don't remember any of them coming out and people being like, fuck this. Unless you already hate them. This is the first one where it's just like universally everyone hated it.
Because I still think like, cause even stuff like some movies are like surprisingly they did better than you expect with the way people talk about them.
Dude, people will call things that like made $10 million a bust because like technically the studio is like, well, we only made $10 million. That's not good.
Although, okay, domestic, it didn't do very well. It made 146.
It did worse than Hunger Games.
But I think worldwide, it actually did pretty good.
Well, yeah, the movies like that always do well in China, right?
It made $146 million here in the States, but it made $700 total.
Yeah.
Because dumbass motherfuckers. People say America is like the lowest common denominator when we get stupid
China.
Ass Ireland.
Well, that's the the tale of the tape for like Transformers, right? They always did.
I love the Fast and Furious movies. They're so good. We've saw it 8 times.
They did fine here, and then they'd go to China and fucking do crazy.
Oh yeah. Because even like Wonka didn't come out that long ago. It's number 9.
Wow.
Wonka.
Made $500 million worldwide.
Wonka's great, by the way.
Okay. No, I believe you. I was thinking that it's probably better than
man,
you expect.
Man says movie that everyone says is good is good. His friend rolls
his eyes. The problem is, though, you're telling us that we're still trailer Wonka people. It's hard for us to believe you what you say.
But I only saw it because everyone was saying, like actually, this movie's good.
But we're still Timothy Chalamet, like, think up, not think down. Coming in,
You know what's funny is all the worst stuff in the movie is the trailer stuff. It's also it stands out as being extra bad, and it makes you wonder, like, why the fuck was this the stuff that was chosen for the trailer? It is hands down the worst stuff in this movie. What were they thinking?
Meg 2, 14th.
What? Meg 2 was awful.
What?
But it was extra. It was so China.
Well, that's like, dude, look, it made 82,000 here and made 397.
That's one of those like parts of it take place in China and main characters are literally Chinese. Like that was one of those things where like they kind of leaned into that.
What if Kang went Chinese?
Guys, what if again, would you have like Meg versus Megan?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, the stallion? Their big ass?
Megan, the robot.
Oh, the robot girl. Yeah.
Dude, but Meg the Stallion
make
is
it
also
good.
Got a cameo.
And versus the Stallion.
Yeah.
It's her big ass coming out of the water.
Anyways, that's a fucking part one.
Yeah.
What else? What the fuck else you want from me?
Yeah, trick, yeah.
That ass cracking.
Huh? Crack-a-lack?
K-R-K-E-N?
Yeah. Like
yeah, for crackers. Like us.
Yeah, some dope-ass crackers like us now.
Yeah, we're fucking dope-ass crackers.
Couple dope ass.
I feel like Meg the Stallion would like us.
She'd be a big fan. She would love how you keep calling her a guy all the time. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that to her face.
She would just hear all the recordings, though.
Oh, no. If she like listened back to old episodes, she wouldn't. But if she met us, she'd like us.
She likes anime, Mike.
I mean, if she met us, she'd like us.
I don't know. But she has posted from like a long time ago.
She met us. No, she break the fourth wall, though.
Hey, Blinken. Did you say Abe Lincoln?